complain. He let you stew for another couple of hours over that.
Yeah, just a little. We had a little chat this morning. He said, "No, I'll keep you going for a bit longer, and then we'll talk about it later." So it's all good fun.
Mate, I got nervous asking the question. How are you going to go facing him?
Yeah, nah, he's taking it pretty good. So I think it's we'll put it behind us to make a laugh out of it. Get a good nickname. So it's all good there.
It was a bit of a sinking feeling in your stomach when it came to light. I suppose you had the excitement of being drafted, but then when that came up.
Yeah,
it made you feel a touch awkward.
Oh yeah, for sure, it definitely does. It's not the best thing to go into a club. I guess it's a good little icebreaker for the boys, and yeah, get it going well.
Do you think Tweeter's going to stick?
Yeah, I think Tweeter might stick for a while, so good little nickname.
Obviously the experience in senior footy in Perth, are you expecting, or is your aim round one of next season?
Yeah, that is my aim. I think 21 is an advantage. I played senior footy in Perth, so my goal is to play as early as possible and make my own imprint at the Carlton Football Club.
What do you feel you can add to the team, Blake?
It's that midfield speed, someone to break the lines and use the ball along to our forwards and yeah, adapt to the game plans.
Thanks, Dylan, first of all, can you tell us the background behind your name? Explain that for us.
Thought that question was coming. So originally it was just Dylan Viojo, but my parents got divorced when I was quite young and my stepdad's last name's Rainbow, so it was sort of fitting just to sort of add it on. He's sort of been the father figure growing up, so it sort of clears it up for everyone, makes it a little easier, and so that's where the name comes from, yeah.
And Viojo, is it? What heritage or what?
Uruguayan, so from South America, yeah. A little bit of a background, yeah.
So do you have a choice between the round ball and the AFL ball?
Oh, AFL ball for sure. I'm not a massive fan of soccer, to the disliking to my family, but always the round ball, always the oval ball, yeah.
Tell us a little bit the way you play, Dylan.
Yeah, so I've been mixed around lately. I sort of play off half back, just man at a spot there. So I love going for the aerial ball. Not afraid to sort of take the game on with my kicking because that's sort of what sets me apart from other players within this year's draft. So just sort of the kicking and the aerial attributes really.
First day at an AFL club, what's it like? Is it a bit like first day at school?
It is. You're sort of starstruck. You walk in, you see Gibbsy, Juddy and Murphy walking around. So it's... hasn't really sunk in yet, but I think once you get out on the track with all the boys, mingle with them, it sort of starts to sink in pretty quickly. So, yeah, it's not too bad, actually.
Just the uninitiated, what does it involve? Do you have medicals this morning, or do you meet with Mick early, or how does it all sort of work?
Yeah, so the four draftees, we met with Mick quite early before our training started, but I think we're just all doing medicals, podiatry stuff, sort of getting them all aside just so we can get on the track early and get into full training.
Is it like the usual day of starting a first job, or do you just submit your tax file number and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but no, it's not too bad. People come up to you asking you questions and get to meet everyone, so yeah, it's not too bad, actually.
All right, let's start. Tax file number.
What else are you doing? Come on, mate.
Clem up next. Security pass.
Yeah, security
pass. Yours, Rob? Clem, you've been touted one of the steals of the draft. Small defender, could you be thrown down forward? Given Carlton's need for one?
Yeah, definitely. I think I can just go all over the ground. So looking forward to play anywhere and just get on down on track with the boys and get to know everyone at Carlton Football Club. And yeah, the first day's been quite great and just quite impact. So it's gone good so far.
So I was going to say, you like to play with a bit of speed and take the game on. What's your attitude towards your footy, Clem?
Yeah, definitely. Once I get the ball, I just love to run and carry, and once it's on the ground, love to go in and bash and crash. So, yeah, definitely love taking the game on.
How did you find the experience playing against, men in the Waffle Seniors?
Yeah, it was challenging at the start of my debut, but as the year went on, started getting in good form and started going harder and harder. So, yeah, Waffle Footy definitely helped me out.
Is there a current player that you idolise or you try to mark your game on?
Yeah, well, everyone's saying Byron Pickett, so... had a look on YouTube about him, and yeah, definitely there's a similarity right there.
Is that the shirt front?
yeah, definitely is.
Yeah. You don't mind cleaning a few blokes up?
Yeah, well, if they're in my path, I wouldn't mind it, so yeah, definitely.
Well, you might be happy the MRP rules have been
so. Yeah, I had a look at that, so I'm, yeah, excited about that.
What are your first impressions of them?
Oh, well, getting off the plane, it was 36 degrees, so it was pretty hot. So it's just like Perth weather, so I'm happy. And, yeah, like the coldness as well. So, yeah, Melbourne's definitely good temperature.
And you settled in with a few of the younger teammates?
Yeah, well, me and Blaine come over on the plane. First thing, came to Carlton Football Club, had a look around here, then had a look around Melbourne, so, and then met up with the boys for dinner, so, with the first draftees, so that was pretty good.
Well, good luck.
Jaden, first day at an AFL club, how's it feeling so far?
It's still pretty surreal, actually. I actually trained here last week at the VFL, not knowing what was going to go on in the draft. So, yeah, it's sort of to be here finally, and yeah, it's an awesome feeling. It still hasn't sunk in, so yeah, no, it's good.
Did you, when the Bulldogs decided not to take you, have a bit of disappointment there that you had to overcome, and now it's, I guess, relief that you have found a home?
Yeah, I wasn't too disappointed. I sort of expected it, as they had another father-son, Zane Cordy, there. So I didn't, I didn't really expect it too much. I wasn't too disappointed. Got back on the horse and it's, yeah, happy to find a home at Carlton, so yeah, it's awesome.
Club's been crying out for a key forward for the last decade. You confident you can be the answer?
Yeah, no, I really am. Love the forward line. This year I've really flourished in the forward line. Or even down back, I think it suits me as well. So yeah, excited to take it on. Should be good.
What's your dad said about Mick?
Dad's got a few funny stories about Mick. I think they've clashed a few times over the years. So yeah, it's pretty funny, and yeah, we've had a few laughs about it. It's good.
Been known Mick for a reasonable period of time?
Not really. I think I met him when I was younger, but not really. I only met him for the first time last week. So yeah, he's been good to finally meet him. So yeah, that's good.
Did you have any idea you would go to Carlton? Was there any indication prior to the draft that you might be here?
No, not really at all. Obviously, just a few interviews, but nothing. I didn't really expect much at all. Just at a mate's house, so I didn't really expect too much. I was really awesome when I found out. So yeah, that was good.
What's your old man told you is the best way to keep on Mick's good side?
We haven't really spoken about that too much, but yeah, I'm sure we'll have a few tips over the next few weeks when we start getting into training. So yeah, it should be good.
With your height and size, when you're aiming to perhaps play senior footy?
Oh, I'm aiming for round one. I know it might be, some people might say a bit unrealistic, but yeah, round one straight away. I'm looking forward to it and putting some more size on in the gym and working hard on the track. So yeah, round one's a goal.
Has Mick said anything about what your expectations should be, or what he wants you to, try and aim to achieve?
Yeah, no, he's same with the other boys round one. He thinks everyone should have the opportunity. So yeah, I'm the same as the other guys round one, and he sort of doesn't know where I'm going to play either. He sees me as a defender as well. So yeah, it should be good.
Good luck.
Thanks. Well done, fellas.